Welcome to Digging In with the Missouri Farm Bureau. I'm Janet Adkison, and we are joined by a Missouri Farm Bureau member this week, and we are talking with Megan Richner. Now, Megan is a teacher in the Stockton area. El Dorado Springs is her hometown community, but splits the difference between the two now with her husband, and she is a teacher in Stockton, but also a recent graduate of the American Farm Bureau Federation's PAL program. Now, this is the Partners in Advocacy and Leadership Program, and first of all, congratulations on completing that project.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet. And thank you for having me today. I'm looking forward to talking a little bit about PAL and the opportunities that it's presented.
Now, before we talk about the program specifically, some folks I know you. You've been involved in the youth or the Young Farmers and Ranchers program and, of course, in the Missouri Farm Bureau in general. But for those folks who aren't familiar, let's cover a little bit of your background. You are not new to the scene.
Oh, so my husband and I, we raise beef cattle on my family's farm in Cedar County. So we have been raising cattle since we've been married. I started my first herd when I was 9. I joined Collegiate Farm Bureau when I was in college and really just kind of found the love for Farm Bureau and the Farm Bureau family. And we've been involved ever since.
Now, as a Farm Bureau member, as you say, you've been involved since college, and then somewhere along the way, you decided to dig in a little bit deeper into the leadership side, and that's where the PAL program comes in. What kind of spurred your interest in participating in this?
Yeah, so when we moved back to Cedar County, we got involved in our local county Farm Bureau board here in Cedar County. We had the opportunity to do several outreach programs and educational activities in the community. I ended up serving as County Farm Bureau President. We served on the Missouri Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. And I really enjoyed just reaching out with the consumers, just the people in our community and advocating and just sharing the accurate message of agriculture. And after the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, after we finished serving our term, I had the opportunity to apply for PAL, and I was really looking for more advocacy leadership training, really trying to hone in on my media skills, some media training. And this looked like the next step for me just to kind of continue that journey and just to continue to be an advocate, because I didn't want to just stop. I wanted to continue my involvement and just take that next step in becoming a better and stronger leader and advocate in our local community and also our state.
Now, the Missouri Farm Bureau has the Impact Program, and our Impact Program is a one-year commitment, but the PAL program itself is a two-year commitment. So you're really, you definitely are signing up for something, and especially whenever you've got young kids at home as well, too.
Yeah. So it is a two-year program. And the program, I would say it's very similar to like a graduate program. So it is intense, it's rigorous, but the rewards are amazing. So we had 5 modules that we participated in. So 5 on-site modules. And then in between the modules, we had homework assignments that were centered around advocacy and leadership concepts. So within those modules, our first module, we traveled to New York City, where we dove into advocacy through media and consumer relations. And then we moved into political advocacy, where we traveled to Washington, D.C. Then we kind of rounded out the program where we traveled to St. Louis. We attended the Bayer headquarters, where we talked about advocacy through stakeholder engagement. And then we finished out the program where we traveled abroad to Chile, where we had the opportunity to study international agriculture and just kind of look at agriculture from a different perspective in another country. So that's the basis of the program.
It sounds really intriguing and a very unique opportunity to take in the different aspects of the ag industry. Let's go back to your first round, the trip that you guys had to New York. That had to be kind of an eye-opening experience to see New York from the agriculture end of things.
Yes. So we traveled to New York City. So just to kind of go back a step, there's 10 of us in this program, and there's 10 of us throughout the United States. So we're all from different states. So we had never met before. So we all met at that first module in New York City. And so that was kind of getting out of your comfort zone, right? Getting to meet these new people you've never met before in this huge city that I'd never traveled to. But while we were in New York City, we had the opportunity to talk to consumers. So we did a scavenger hunt where we traveled around the city. We got to kind of see the sights, but we also had to talk to consumers. So at a restaurant, at Whole Foods, we had to talk to consumers just about food preferences, share our story. So I had the opportunity to talk to a gentleman at the meat market in Whole Foods, so at the meat counter, and just I talked a little bit about how we raised our cattle, kind of what was his preferences, and just had some really good conversation about just producing beef. And then another scenario, I guess, in New York City, we were on the subway and we ran into a couple college girls on the subway, and they were asking us, you know, what we were doing there, just kind of trying to get to know us because we clearly looked out of place, right? We were all from, you know, different states in New York City, and the two girls just kind of asked what we were doing. So we explained we're all farmers and ranchers from across the United States, and we are in this leadership training program. And they were excited that we were farmers because they'd never met a farmer before. And so they started asking us all kinds of questions, like how we raised our cattle, how we grew our crops. And it was just a really neat opportunity to get to talk to them about simple stuff that we do on our farm that they had no idea about. And they shared with us that they've never left New York City. They've never traveled, you know, outside the state. So we kind of had the opportunity to share some highlights of things in our state and just our experiences. So it was a really cool opportunity to connect with them. And they were so excited. They're like, wow, we've never met a farmer before. This is so cool. She asked me if we could pet our cows, and I'm like, yeah, most of them you can go up to. They're pretty calm. So really cool opportunity to connect with some of those people that we wouldn't have a chance to talk to otherwise.
And it sounds like just right out of the gate on a subway tour, you kind of meet the reason that you're participating in this program.
Yes, absolutely. So it's all about the people, right? Whether it's the consumers or the people in our class, just all the people that we have relationships with, that's what it's about.
Now, then you had the chance to go to DC. I'm assuming you had the chance to visit with a number of legislators while in DC to kind of share the story from agriculture. In St. Louis, you said that you guys had the chance to visit Bayer. And of course, Bayer, a very significant business in the agriculture sector. But let's go ahead and jump on to the final part of it. And there was a little drama surrounding this international trip that you guys had.
Yes. So we tried to go to Chile. Chile Take One is kind of what we called it. We sat on the plane for 5 hours. They canceled our flight. So we all flew back to our states. So we were in Atlanta. We all flew back to our home states. And we, the American Farm Bureau staff, worked on rescheduling. They were amazing at getting everything rescheduled and rebooked. And we made a second attempt. So we did make it to Chile. It was an incredible experience. And really one of my big takeaways. So we traveled to Santiago, and then we traveled to the Lakes District, which was southern Chile, where we really got to see the farms. And we traveled to one particular dairy farm, and they hosted a Chilean barbecue for us. And they invited all their community members, their political representatives, and it just really drove home the importance of relationships in agriculture, just having those relationships with those people, because that's how we're going to be strongest and most successful. So that was amazing to me. You know, these people that came to this dairy and had lunch with us, we asked one of them, they're like, well, what do you have planned after this? And they're like, nothing. We cleared our schedule. Like, this is what we're doing today. You know, we're here to get to know you and hang out with you guys today. So that was pretty incredible how, you know, they're willing to drop everything just to meet us and develop those relationships.
That is pretty neat. Very cool. Yeah. So what would you say is the big takeaway that you had from this international experience?
I would say for me, you know, really just gaining new perspectives. Definitely just it drove home the importance of relationships, you know, whether it's relationships with your government officials, driving agriculture policy, but just relationships with your neighbors you know, your friends and neighbors and making time for them. And, you know, that's kind of where advocacy starts, right, at the grassroots level. So developing those relationships in your community, and that eventually has that ripple effect to those other people. So relationships for sure. And just having that, you know, we may be in Missouri or in the United States, you know, but we're working hard to feed our people, right? And so when we went to Chile, that's what I saw there too. You know, when we traveled to the dairy, we traveled to a potato farm, you know, they are working hard to feed the people in their country, and they're trying to produce the best product that they can. And that's exactly what we're doing here. So some things may look a little bit different, but essentially we're all working towards a very common goal.
Very cool. So as far as the PAL program in general, they're going through and they're selecting the new class. You were from class 11, so they're already moving on to class 12 now. So, or is it, do they only take on one class at a time, or is there any overlap?
Nope. So one class at a time. So it's once, you know, I've graduated, our class has graduated. But once we finish up, then they start the selection process for the new class, and they'll take on the new class and they'll start training and developing them in a similar fashion as they did us.
As far as looking ahead, you know, the deadline for the new PAL program class is already wrapped up, but for anybody who might be considering participating in something like this, whether it's the PAL program or the Missouri Farm Bureau's Impact Program, why should somebody take that step and take that personal time to experience these opportunities?
Yeah, that's a great question. And time away always comes up, right, when you're having conversations to be involved in programs like this. But it can be challenging to take time away, not only from your farm, but your professional career if you work off the farm. But for me, what I found is that time away is where I grow the most. That time away, whether we're traveling to New York City, DC, even in state to Missouri, up at St. Louis, every time I travel, I gain new perspectives. My comfort zone becomes challenged in one way or another, which leads to growth. It allowed me to meet incredible people that I would have never met before, whether it was working with AFBF staff, whether it was the professionals that they brought in at each module to help train us. Even just the people in our class. So class 11, so we have all become really, really close. We've become like a second family. So having those friendships, those mentorships are next to none. So when I look at the time away, I know there's so much more that I have gained on the other side. And then I look at, okay, I've gained this from traveling. I've been outside of the classroom. But I know I'm able to bring that back to the classroom, and ultimately we'll have that ripple effect, right? So I can share what I've learned throughout the PAL program with my students within my community, and hopefully we'll see that ripple effect within our community and within our state. And so a little bit of sacrifice on time really leads to big rewards in the end.
Now, Megan, it sounds like you are just naturally curious and soaking up all this knowledge that you can. So what's next?
You know, as of right now, I'm planning to continue teaching and molding the minds of the eighth graders, right? And so, you know, I plan to continue to teach, and hopefully, you know, my goal as a teacher is just to make our community better through education and through doing my little part in the classroom. So I'm hoping, you know, over time just to, you know, teach these kids and make our community and hopefully our world a better place. So as of right now.
Have you had the chance to share your experience in some different settings already?
Yeah. I've shared in my classroom quite a bit. We've talked about a lot of different things that I've come in contact with throughout the PAL program.
Well, Megan, is there anything else that you'd like to let folks know?
I guess just to kind of wrap up, you know, strong advocates are key to the longevity of American agriculture. And one quote that I will forever remember is from Director of Agriculture Chris Chen. She visited us in St. Louis. She is a former PAL graduate. And she said, the world is led by those who show up. And I feel like that's so true with being involved, whether it's at the local level or the state level. You know, those who show up are the ones that will lead the world. And that's kind of where we're at. So don't be afraid to say yes to an opportunity, because you never know what may come of it and the people you meet.
Great suggestions. Well, Megan, thank you very much. And congratulations on wrapping up the class. I hope you get a little bit of downtime before you jump into another project ahead of you. Again, we've been talking with Megan Richner. Megan is a Missouri farmer from the El Dorado Springs, Stockton area. And she was part of class 11 with the PAL program with the American Farm Bureau. You've been listening to Digging In with the Missouri Farm Bureau.